Scopolo vi invita all'ascolto di On the Air, alla scoperta della radio dei vecchi tempi, a cura di Massimiliano Cattani. On the Air.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Salve a tutti da Massimiliano Cattani e ben ritrovati per uno dei nostri ormai abituali momenti dedicati alla riscoperta e all'approfondimento dei tesori nascosti della radio del passato. Tesori che, come ormai sapete, per noi sono costituiti soprattutto dai programmi musicali andati in onda negli anni 30 e 40 del Novecento. In questa occasione desidero proporvi l'ascolto di una puntata del programma andato in onda alla radio negli Stati Uniti d'America nell'ottobre del 1936, intitolato Saturday Night Swing Club. Come lo stesso titolo della trasmissione ci dice, il programma andava in onda il sabato sera e aveva lo scopo di diffondere presso gli ascoltatori questo genere musicale che stava avendo successo in quell'anno, 1936, e aveva iniziato ad essere prodotto alla fine dell'anno precedente, il 1935. Nella trasmissione noi ascolteremo brani eseguiti dall'orchestra diretta dal trombettista Bunny Berrigan, due brani che vedono la partecipazione del gruppo vocale The Blue Flames, ma il momento di maggior interesse dell'intera puntata è rappresentato dalla partecipazione straordinaria della Original Dixieland Jazz Band diretta da Nick La Rocca e che è stata la prima formazione a registrare dischi di musica jazz ancora nel lontano 1917. Il gruppo fa ascoltare, esegue in diretta quello che è stato il primo brano da loro registrato appunto nel 1917, intitolato Livery Stable Blues, ovvero il blues della scuderia dei cavalli. E in questa occasione il gruppo, a quasi 20 anni di distanza, compare in quella che era la sua formazione originale, quindi Nick La Rocca alla direzione e alla cornetta, Russell Robinson al pianoforte, Larry Shields al clarinetto, Eddie Edwards al trombone e Tony Sbarbaro, o Sbarbaro come dice il conduttore, alla batteria. Successivamente viene eseguita la leggendaria Tiger Rag, che qui però viene interpretata da un complesso più ampio, un'orchestra di 14 elementi che Nick La Rocca aveva costituito attorno al nucleo originale della band. Ma il momento veramente interessante è quello che succede fra l'uno e l'altro di questi due brani. Infatti il conduttore della trasmissione, Dan Seymour, fa una breve intervista niente meno che a Nick La Rocca in persona. Il leggendario direttore della Original Dixieland Jazz Band, nato nel 1889 e spentosi nel 1961. Dan Seymour chiede, dopo i convenevoli di rito, chiede a Nick da quanto tempo lui e la sua band suonano il jazz, quando hanno cominciato, e Nick risponde che hanno iniziato addirittura nel lontano 1908 e precisa che nessuno dei componenti del gruppo sapeva leggere la musica e che proprio questo dava alle loro esecuzioni quella spontaneità che tutti apprezzavano. Dopodiché il conduttore chiede a La Rocca se i componenti della band suonano ancora gli strumenti originali dei vecchi tempi, e Nick gli risponde indicandogli ad esempio Larry Shields, il clarinettista, e lui fa presente che appunto il clarinetto che Larry Shields ha con sé è il medesimo che venne usato quando venne registrato il disco di Tiger Rag nel lontano 1917, e lo stesso vale presumibilmente anche per gli altri strumentisti. Dopodiché il conduttore chiede a Nick che cosa pensa della musica attuale, della musica attuale di quei tempi, dello swing, e Nick risponde che la musica è la stessa, la musica è ottima, lo spirito è lo stesso e che egli ci si riconosce pienamente. E questo infatti viene ampiamente dimostrato dall'esecuzione che possiamo ascoltare subito dopo della celeberrima Tiger Rag, che pur venendo interpretata da una big band nello stile degli anni 30 conserva comunque la freschezza dei vecchi tempi. Bene, io mi scuso con voi per questa lunga chiacchierata con la quale vi ho annoiato un pochettino più del solito, però ho ritenuto che un documento storico di questo rilievo e di questa importanza meritasse una spiegazione un pochettino più dettagliata per essere compreso e apprezzato appieno. Non mi resta che tacermi, mettermi zitto, buono, e lasciarvi all'ascolto di questo programma, questo Saturday Night Swing Club, andato in onda, come dicevo, nell'ottobre del 1936. Spero che questo vi offra un po' di, diciamo, un po' di tempo, un momento di ritmo, di allegria, di spensieratezza. Vi ringrazio come sempre per il vostro ascolto e la vostra gentile attenzione. Vi rinvio al nostro prossimo incontro, salutandovi con l'affetto di sempre.
On the air.
The Saturday Night Swing Club is now in session. The trumpet theme of Bunny Berrigan heralds another session of the Saturday Night Swing Club, the 18th in a series devoted by the Columbia Network to that thing called swing. And here's tonight's swing commentator, Dan Seymour, all set to open the meeting. All right, Dan, swing it.
Thank you, George Hogan. And say, we've got so much swell swing to go to town with, well, it'd be a shame to hold it up. Let's get right to it. Interesting features for you? Well, let's call the list. The return engagement of those swell rhythm singers, the Blue Flames. One of those novel swing specialties by our own Bunny Berrigan and his dynamic trumpet, and the daddy of all the swing bands, the original Dixieland Jazz Band. But right now I can see that Bunny and the gang are beating out that first number. It's our collegiate salute. We've kept our record untouched, not a winner yet. And by the way, even if Yale didn't take Dartmouth to town, we take the Yale song to town. It's our special swing arrangement of March, March On Down the Field.
On the Air, discovering old-time radio.
Well, we told you last week that we'd keep this spot open for your request to repeat numbers heard on previous sessions. The overwhelming choice was for that special swell arrangement of Stop, Look, and Listen, and we just played that recently. Some of that fine swing singing by the Blue Flames. We had this popular rhythm aggregation on a previous session, and you've been asking us to get them back, so here they are. They're going to sing Did You Mean It?
Did you mean it when you made that mischief dance in your eyes? Did you mean it when it ended in a kiss? Did you mean it when you made me see new stars in the sky? Did you mean it? Was it much too sweet to miss?
And did you mean
that remark that you whispered in the dark? You said you'd be absolutely on the up and up with me. Did you mean it when you held me while the night drifted by? Did you mean it? Hope you did, cause so did I. Only a night ago,
happiness said hello.
I sat with you,
and I was oh so happy.
Oh, happy with you. But when a new day came,
things weren't quite the same.
I had a doubt. Let's straighten it out.
Come on, let's straighten it out.
Did you mean it when you made that mischief dance in your eyes? Did you mean it when it ended with a kiss? Oh, did you mean it when you made me see new stars in the sky? Did you mean it was much too sweet to miss? And did you mean that remark that you whispered in the dark? And you said you would be absolutely on the up and up with me. Did you mean it when you held me while the night drifted by?
Did you mean it? Oh, I hope you did,
cause so did I. Did you mean it? Well, I'm glad you did, cause so did I.
Up from New Orleans in the early 1900s, there came a strange and exciting music, striking and different in rhythm and spirit. The music caught on. Reports came up east that they had a new kind of rhythm and it spread like wildfire. Jazz. It was jazz, and jazz was the thing. And the band that's really started it all, the group who's pioneering through ragtime, jazz, and swing, really makes them in great measure responsible for the very existence of these swing sessions. Well, they're right here with us tonight. The original Dixieland Jazz Band. We know that you want to meet them. They're Nick LaRocca, who organized and led the original band, got them together again this year and built a modern 14-piece band around the original nucleus. Nick LaRocca and his trumpet, Russell Robinson at the piano, Larry Shields on clarinet, Eddie Edwards trombone, Tony Sbarbaro drums. And now we hear the original Dixieland Jazz Band playing one of their own compositions in the same style that they played it for one of their first recordings. Nick LaRocca's real old-style jazz in Livery Stable Blues. Cover 20 years of swing in a few moments. While the boys are setting up Nick LaRocca's new 14-piece band, Nick will come over here and, well, come on over and tell us a couple of things, will you?
Sure thing, Dan. What's on your mind?
Well, Nick, first off, let's get this record straight. Just when did you start playing this thing called swing, or whatever you called it then?
Back in 1908, we started a little band in New Orleans. None of the boys could read music, and I think that's what really gave the music its spontaneous quality. And to tell you the truth, Dan, we didn't call it anything. We just played it.
Yes, and how you played it. Nick, this next question is more of a sentimental curiosity than anything else. You know, the records you made way back are collector's items, and people look on the band as some sort of fabulous organization of long ago. Now, just to destroy that illusion, I wonder if there's anybody in the original band using the same instrument he did way back.
Dan, you see Larry Shields over there? Well, that clarinet he's got is the same one he used when he recorded Tiger Rag in 1917.
Hey, you know, Nick, I see that the big band's just about set up, and we've time for just one more question. It's going to be a tough one now. What do you think of today's swing?
Dan, I think it's the same old rhythm and licks we started years ago.
Well, Nick, here's your chance to prove it, as you and your new big band go to town with your own tune, and that's become symbolic of jazz itself, the good old Tiger Rag.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nick. And here come the Blue Flames again, rocking in rhythm, lightly and politely. The Blue Flames point out, there goes my attraction.
Ain't, oh, ain't she sweet? See you walking down the street.
There goes my attraction. There goes love in action.
Yes, sirree. There goes the one for me.
Just look at that smile, sir. Just look at that style, sir.
Gosh, oh, gee. What personality. Watch your pants in review. Is that class I'm asking you? She's the top from head to toes, and how she shows it.
There goes my attraction. There goes satisfaction.
Yes, sirree. There goes the one for me. Stop and look up the street. That's my baby. What a treat.
And I ask you very confidentially,
well, ain't she sweet? So excited when we meet. Makes my poor heart skip a beat.
And I ask you very confidentially,
well, ain't she sweet? There goes my attraction. There goes love in action. There she goes. There goes the one for me. Just look at that smile, sir. Just look at that style, sir. Gosh, oh gee, there goes the one for me.
Look at her.
Now watch your pants.
In the view.
Is that class?
I'm asking you.
Oh, she's the top.
From head to toe.
And how that baby shows it.
There goes my attraction. There goes satisfaction. I'm shouting, yes, sirree. There goes the only one for me.
Now it's an example of soft and sweet swing, a smooth arrangement of a favorite of yesterday, Dardanella.
Bonnie Berrigan to prove that when you want to swing, you can swing out on almost any tune. You used to go in for variations yourself. Barbershop chords when you huddled for a little close harmony on Down by the Old Mill Stream. Well, Bonnie put swing variations on it, and now you're swinging Down by the Old Mill Stream.
Thank you.
And here it is. Bunny and the gang bring you that old rhythm breakdown whose title tells the whole story. Runnin' Wild. And so we bring to a close another session of the Saturday Night Swing Club featuring Bunny Berrigan and his trumpet. We want to thank our guests, the Blue Flames and the original Dixieland Jazz Band, and our guest conductor, Johnny Augustine, for sitting in with us tonight. And our best wishes for the success of Nick LaRocca and his new big band. Well, this is your swing commentator, Dan Seymour, turning you over to George Hogan, who would have words with you. Don't forget to send in your requests for repeat arrangements and for new songs, because we're keeping the place open for your choices. Next week, we'll have more new and interesting arrangements, famous instrumentalists and vocalists, so be sure to tune in on the next meeting at the Saturday Night Swing Club at 6:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The selection I Can't Get Started With You is from the Ziegfeld Follies. Tonight's program was produced and directed by Bill Cohan and Ed Cashman.
Avete ascoltato il tuo On the Air, alla scoperta della radio dei vecchi tempi, a cura di Massimiliano Cattani.